back, everyone. Even though they tried to take a week off to enjoy the bye, we would have none of that. So here is this week's edition of Agree to Disagree.
Welcome to the playoff edition of Agree to Disagree, which is kind of the same as the regular season edition of Agree to Disagree.
You mean
the show still has the motto?
I'm right.
No, you're still wrong.
You are still wrong.
I'm still right. Yeah, whatever. Statement number one, I want the Jaguars.
You can have them. I want Tennessee. Actually, I want Buffalo, but that's not mathematically possible. Tennessee is the next worst team, in my humble opinion. I would like the path of least resistance. I would like the easiest game possible. I would like the least amount of wear and tear possible. And, oh, by the way, Jacksonville ran for 200-something yards and intercepted Ben Roethlisberger five times. I think Jacksonville's defense is pretty legit. I'd just as soon circumvent that.
I'm going to disagree with you and agree with the statement. I want the Jaguars for a few reasons.
You like saying Jaguars?
Jaguars. First reason is they're playoff neophytes. And a lot of times teams that have not done this very often kind of get caught up in the moment. Second of all, they're very one-dimensional on offense. When you get into the playoffs as a one-dimensional team, that usually doesn't work very well for you. The Miami Dolphins last year, who also ran for over a couple bills on the Steelers in the regular season. And the third thing is, have you been outside lately?
I have.
Okay, this is not, I understand though that they're having some problems in Florida with this winter storm going up the coast, but I can guarantee all you people from Jacksonville that until you wake up with a 0 degree temperature, not wind chill, actual air temperature of 0, you really haven't experienced Western Pennsylvania and all its wondrous glory.
You know, the Titans play in Nashville, not Siberia, right?
I understand that.
Okay. They'll be uncomfortable.
But also, if we get Jacksonville, the likelihood is that Kansas City will be going to play the team up north, and they beat them 42-14 already once.
Yeah, it'll probably happen again.
Statement number two, or not. Statement number two, Mike Tomlin should be on the short list for Coach of the Year. I'm going first on this one. I agree with the statement. I think he's done a really good job. 13-3 record. That's tied for the best record in the NFL. Two of the three losses were to the teams that are currently the number one seed in the AFC, the number three seed in the AFC. He managed the Anthem situation, didn't lose the team. He managed the potentially catastrophic injury to Ryan Shazier. They navigated the cutting of the all-time sacks leader. They're 6-0 in the division. They're 8-2 in games decided by one score. So I think that when you put the totality of all that together, he certainly deserves to be talked about as a coach of the year, certainly a lot more than he currently is.
Number one, you make a compelling argument. Number two, you used the word totality, so I'm impressed. But I got to disagree. Here's how coach of the year works. There's going to be a game in February in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and after that game, there's going to be a podium. They're going to bring a coach up, and they're going to hand him the Lombardi Trophy, and that guy is the coach of the year every year.
You might be right about that. What do you think, Missy?
Well, first of all, I'm glad you guys didn't take a week off because you were very rusty and very... I don't know.
One of us was.
What?
One of us was.
I don't... Woof.
My timing was exquisite.
You know, it all depends which side of the fence you're sitting on, but I give you that last one.
Yeah.
You're right about the coach.
I laugh at Coach of the Year every year. I really do.
I mean,
it's almost like you get points taken away if you had a good team at the start of the year. People thought you were good. Nobody knows how any of these teams are going to end up, right? But half of them we said are going to be really good, and half of them we said are going to be really bad. And if a bad one turns out to be really good, then we say, oh, that guy must be a great coach. We don't say, geez, we were way wrong about Jacksonville. You know, maybe they underachieved. Who knows? They play the games. There's one winner at the end. That guy, to me, is the coach of the year in any sport. Hockey, baseball, football, tiddlywinks.
So do you even need the award then?
Not
under
really.
That premise?
I don't think you do.
Right?
Yeah. Really, the recognition is the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl winning coach.
You're holding that trophy. That says everything about
once you're
you are the man.
You're by the way, I won Coach of the Year in 1978. Yeah. Like, who cares?
Doesn't matter.
All right. Well, I know our Steelers Nation Unite members care about today's keyword. It is bye, B-Y-E, as in bye week, just in case.
Where do they come up with these?
Well, I mean, I don't come up with them. I just read what the paper tells me. So good until the end of today.
Careful, that didn't work out so well in acrobats.
Well, I can read SNU keyword bye. Valid until the end of today. So head to SteelersNationUnite.com. Enter the keyword bye to earn your yards for joining us. That's going to do it.
That'll do it.
That's it for the bye week.
Bye week, bye-bye.
Well, we're not doing this Friday, right?
Nope, or tomorrow.
Wow.
We'll be back Monday for a bonus day Monday.
Might know who we're playing by then.
We will know who we're playing by then. That'll be exciting.
Maybe
something new to talk about.
Up the level of excitement.
Yep. All right, thanks so much for joining us today. We hope you have a great night. We'll see you next week here on Steelers Live.